Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Tailored for Success. This is your host, Sharice Taylor, and we are talking about putting off procrastination. Procrastination is a thief. I recently went through a course with life coach, business coach, consultant, everything, Ms. Allison Bird, and the Money Movers movement. And let me just tell you, she is a phenomenal, phenomenal woman, very knowledgeable and has a lot of insight. Whether you are a business owner, a career professional or not, she has a great deal of insight to offer you. So if you have not checked out Allison Bird, please do so today. You can find her online at www.allisonbird.com, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N. Bird is spelled B-Y-R-D. Check her out. But I do want to talk about procrastination because I had to face the fact that procrastination has been a thief in my own personal life and in my professional life. And so I wanted to share and talk to you very briefly about this and how I am making great strides and great progress to eliminate it out of my life and how you can too. First of all, a lot of times procrastination is rooted in fear. And I had a friend who told me that recently. I think she said perfection is rooted in fear, but procrastination is actually also rooted in fear. Fear of success, fear of failure. And I uncovered in my sessions with Allison that I actually have a little bit of both going on in some areas of my life. So I believe that the first thing that you have to do is recognize where is the procrastination coming from. Do you, as my friend said, have a fear of trying to make everything perfect before you can get started and everything just has to be aligned just so? Or is it a fear of failure? Do you feel like maybe I can't start, maybe I can't get this going because what if it goes well? What if great things happen and then what do I do with that? You know, most of us have settled into a life of being average, of being typical, and we are not pushing ourselves as much as we should. So we are putting off. I'm going to put off until this happens. I'm going to put off until that happens. Or I just need to tweak this just a little bit. What if we had a fear of failure or a fear of success when it came to cooking our meals? Or we said, well, no, let me position all of the ingredients just so. Let me lay out the recipe just so. But the temperature to the oven is not exactly 350 degrees. I think I'm going to just wait and put this here. And we would all starve to death. And I actually believe that we are starving our lives with procrastination. We are keeping things from being prepared, from being cooked, and so to speak. And we're keeping things not only from ourselves, but we're also keeping blessings from others. So it's really, I think, that we all have a responsibility to identify. Is it a fear of success? Is it a fear of failure? And then we need to talk about how to eliminate that fear, whatever it is. And remember that fear, I love this acronym for fear, false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. So one of the things that we've got to do first is to say, why is this important for me to accomplish? What's my why? Why do I need to complete this? Why do I need to do this? Find out your why. Your why, to me, unlocks your way. Finding your why unlocks your way. So I really think that you have to first identify whether or not there's a fear of success or feel a failure, but also why do you need to have it accomplished? Why do you need to accomplish this particular thing? So you've got to add some meaning to it, because the why unlocks the way. So then the next thing that you can do is to try to break down the task. A lot of times it is a fear of just getting started. It's just like, it's overwhelming. I don't know what to do. So what you can do is break it into little parts. How can I accomplish this by a set deadline, which is also important, but we're getting into goal setting with that. But what little thing can I do? What part could I do over the next day or two to really get this under my feet? And so the other thing that I want to mention, the third and last thing, is that you can go ahead and find someone, an accountability partner or a friend or coworker, tell them that I intend to do this by this time. I want you to know that I'm working at this, and I want you to hold me accountable. And that really will help you. That's going to help you a great deal. So I wanted to stop in very quickly, because I know that here as we're getting the year going and gaining momentum in their new year, that procrastination has kept you from going to the gym, starting the new exercise routine, starting and establishing the new eating habits, and so many other things. And so I want you to put off procrastination. I want you to take a hold of it and put it under your feet. So once again, identifying what the fear is, because procrastination is rooted, I believe, in some type of fear. Fear of success, fear of failure, or maybe a combination of both. So first of all, find out your why. Why do I need to accomplish this? Why is this important? Maybe it's a task at work. Maybe if you complete this quickly and efficiently, it might mean recognition. It might mean a raise. Maybe if it's something with the house, it could mean a better house for you and your spouse and your children. Whatever the case is, identify your way, because the why, because it will unlock the way a lot of times for you to get going and get the motivation and inspiration that you need when you identify the why. The second thing is to, or the third thing rather, is to take a bigger task and just take a little part and say, what part can I do now? What part can I do now? And when do I want the final part completed? When do I want the final part completed? If it's a task at work, I'm going to start this on Monday. I want it completed by Thursday. What parts could I do each day to have it completed by Thursday? So we can break things down into smaller parts. And then last but not least, tell somebody. Find an accountability person who's going to hold your feet to the fire and say, hey, you said you were going to have it done by this Thursday, or you said you were going to have it done in 2 days. How's that going? But somebody that can get in your ear, get in your face if need be, and say, hey, it's time for us to get this accomplished. It's time for you to get this done. And just offer that support and a little bit of that heat to help you to promote to get what you need done. So we want to put off procrastination, believe it or not. We want to eliminate that out of our lives so that we can actually progress and become everything that we are meant to be professionally and personally. I hope that that was of help to you and an encouragement to you. This is your host, Charisse Taylor. You are listening to Taylor for Success. And until next time, remember this, my friend, the best is yet to come. Bye-bye.